I have been thinking a lot as I lie here about the war and about myself and about you. I do not know how to say this, but I feel deeply that I must do something, must sacrifice something to make up for the horror of the past year. In some strange way, Christ has spoken to me through the carnage. Suddenly, the boy heard the creak of the stair, and he frantically tried to slip the letter back into its envelope, but it crumpled and would not fit. He bundled them all together. He could hear his aunt's familiar puffing on the short stairs to her room. He spread the elastic band wide with his fingers. It snapped, and the letters scattered. He pushed them into their pigeonhole and quickly closed the desk flap. The brass screeched loudly and clicked shut. At that moment, his aunt came into the room.